16 minutes after 11. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Welcome to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It is Thursday morning, and alhamdulillah, last week, Thursday, Idris Khamisa told us that next week he's going to be in Uzbekistan. So who knew that we would get hold of him in that far away place? But we've got Brother Idris Khamisa on the line with us. Idris, bhai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Even the distance, people cannot separate us. Technology, we are using it for good purposes. So good to hear your mellifluous voice. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Shukar, Idris bhai. It's good to hear you as well, speaking to us all the way from that part of the world, Uzbekistan. What's happening in Uzbekistan?
You know, alhamdulillah, I'm here with myself and my Sheshi Babunina, and there are four other couples, Soli Behmat and his wife from Port Elizabeth, his son Molana Yusuf Behmat and his wife Fatima, Fatima Asman, Abu Bakr Asman from there, Mohammed Karwa and his wife Shamima. And we came here on a holiday, and it's a part of a silk route, you know. And I must say this, and I say it again. Firstly, we cannot thank Allah enough for having an opportunity to travel, see our brothers and sisters, other parts of the world, how they live, what has shaped their life, the painful history, what they've been through, the wars they fought. And then you realize, Maulana, that you realize this, and I say it with conviction, I say it with all the courage in my heart, all the courage in my heart, that alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, that in South Africa, we have such a wonderful opportunity of practicing our faith. Our sisters on the red niqab, no one looks at them twice, and it's an invitation also for me. When you travel to places, that you know, you learn to be non-judgmental. You learn that every one of them has their own story to tell. And so, alhamdulillah, we're going to spend 10 or 12 days here. And inshallah, if there are any specific questions, I can respond to that. And inshallah, we will talk about it. We can talk about school life here, about madrasa here, about family life here. We can speak about, you know, a whole range of things, and I give my honest prayer and hope that my brothers in South Africa also travel, because it broadens the horizon. They would appreciate everything Allah has given them, and you know, Allah will ask us that you are in a country that you're able to practice your faith so freely. What have you done? You know, how much of your faith you shared with people around you, how much of it you embrace, how much of time you devoted to it. You know, I know I'm speaking a bit longer, but this is the many, many thoughts that have come to my mind, and I'm hoping, inshallah, to write an article about my visit here.
Yes, inshallah. First of all, can you tell us about the beautiful attractions and places that you have seen and that you visited there?
Alhamdulillah, we first came in here. We landed at the capital of Uzbekistan, that is Tashkent. It's pronounced as Tashkent, and it is the biggest city in Central Asia. And we been to also the Imam Complex, the world famous Quran of Osman, radiallahu anhu, has been preserved. It is so touching to look at it, the time, the pride, thinking about that. Then we also went to the Institute of Imam al-Bukhari, and we had the good fortune of meeting the rector of that particular place. So these are the two places we visited on that 2 days there. Then the next day, we went on to Chinchin Mountains, and it was more historic. And also we found that, you know, there are many people, and you find that as you travel, you meet all kinds of people. And and then we left yesterday for Fergana. We are here today, and tomorrow morning we're going back to in Fergana Valley. And in Fergana Valley, you find that, yeah, it's famous, world famous silk production. And what you also found yesterday, for example, on the way to Ferdana, one of the things that we find that the Uzbeks, as it were, many of them are still traditionalists. They like family life. So we went to a place where they do work with the wool, and you find the meeting taking place where the grandfather passed that knowledge of the grandmother to their son and went on that way. And you see sometimes three generations of people in one particular home. And what I liked about this particular place and one family was the humility, the sincerity, and the hospitality. And it's incredible. But at the same token, you find that because it is really a country where Islam, people are, they are very, the people are very excited to meet with you. They look at us, we are strangers, and they'll greet us, and you greet them back, and they're very excited to look at us, Christ, and so on and so forth. That was on the one hand. On the other hand, for example, you find that the vast majority of people are Uzbeks here, and there is a small percentage of Russians also in this place. So at school, they have sometimes, I think, a dual language. You find Russian is taught and Uzbek is taught. And you find slowly, I think, they kind of wean themselves of that. But I think they are also, they survive on gas and coal and on silk, and they have this financial alliance or agreement with Russia. You find that. And the school life, Maulana, the compulsory schooling is 9 years. That includes the primary school. They start at the age of 7. And then you find, when it comes to Islamic education, you find they are about only the whole of Uzbekistan, there are only about 11 madrasas. Can you believe that? 11 madrasas. At the place you went to in Kokan, at that time, before the harsh Russian regime and oppression and repression, there were about 300 mosques there. So many of the places, the madrasas, the old madrasas of the past, are used to do arts and crafts. But we try to visit as many masajids as possible and to meet the people. So it's a very exciting place to be. And the sisters dressed in very, very colorful outfits, very, very modest. And you find that it's a well-organized place. You find it's organized. And alhamdulillah.
So there's lots to see and lots to learn there. You are going to very ancient land, and there's lots of history that is found there. You know, Samarkand and all that area is the land of great scholars as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, and I'm sure it's an emotional journey to go to the historical parks and to learn much more about Imam Bukhari. And really, Maulana, I must tell you this, because, maybe I'm an emotional person. When I see families together, and when I see the rich tradition in Islam, you are so moved by it. And as I was saying to my friends, that may Allah strengthen our iman. And just to give you an indication of the one experience we had here was last night when we were walking with in the Fergana Valley with my friends and their wives, and the sisters were walking in front here behind them, and on three occasions we were stopped by the police, and one of the sisters that wears a niqab, she was instructed to remove the niqab, and it was quite a traumatic experience for her and for the family and for the husband. But alhamdulillah, they had our support. So again, there's a reason why we went through this experience is for us to appreciate what we have and what we have gotten, And I think that, for me, there are five things, lessons that I can take. Inshallah, you know, when I finish the rest of the trip, I intend to write on my blog, I write an article. The five things I take is the following. Number one, time is passing us by and all of us are going to meet our mort. We don't know when that's going to happen. So we must utilize our time profitably to learn about the rich tapestry of Islam, to embrace the Quran, to learn about the Quran, because we got no excuses in our country, that's number one. The second thing is this, that I've learned is about a scholarship, that we must always be learned to study, to read, and something that has been forfeited by us as a family, that's the second thing. The third thing that I've also learned is the importance, the critical importance of family. We need to, the father needs to be the amir of the home. He needs to give the kind of guidance. Like the fourth thing that I've learned also is that we got to make sure that we reconnect with our youth, because you find there are lots of youth here, you know, lots of young people here, and you find that I think I've heard also they also have the challenges in terms you know, of the young people. They want to seek pleasure. And the last point that I need to make is this, that we must learn, no matter what we're going through, we must learn to show gratitude. Thank Allah for the wonderful things that Allah has given us, so that we appreciate every day. And the last point, you know, that I want to add to this is that we, and I would encourage, I would say to people, seek Allah's guidance, speak to Allah, and you pray to Allah. You pray to Allah that Allah gives you strength, that Allah gives you an opportunity to traverse this world, so that your understanding of Islam would be a much more comprehensive one. It would be also rooted in a reality. And I think we will learn not to be judgmental. We learn that every person has an individual, has a story to tell. And unless there was one really, very emotional experience that we had, and I thank Allah, I remember that now, that the experience we had was that when we were leaving Istanbul, we flew from Durban, Dubai, Istanbul, to Tashkent. And so it was time for, I think, Madrid Salah, and we decided to leave it in the departure lounge. We get first when our sister went after us. And there was one person that I think had a bottle of wine on one hand, and he had Coke. And then one of my friends said to me, "Please, not notice him." He was crying. He was so emotional. He was so emotional, apparently, when we were reading Salah. He was so emotional to see our sister reading the Salah. So, I mean, there's one of the few ways to interpret that. Perhaps he was born Muslim and he had forgotten about the deen, and Allah reminded him through us. The other thing could be he might be a person of another faith, and he saw us reading and he was moved to tears by it, and he prayed, inshallah, that whatever it is, you know, if he has been a Muslim, may this tangible experience reclaim in him a love for the deen. And if he was a person, I would say that Allah brings him to the deen. And something that we take for granted, you know, a simple thing like reading Salah at the airport, you should not be shy about it. Read it quietly, so don't inconvenience people, and you'll be surprised how the simple act of prayer, you know, can Allah can really transform people, transform society, just through a simple act of prayer.
That little bit can make become a means of someone's hidayah, and it is our common courtesy and a little bit of akhlaq that we show that can convert a person completely, mashallah. In this way, we need to take a little...
You know, you're cutting up, Molana.
Okay, I say we need to take a little bit of a break now. Can we take a few minutes and then we'll come back just after that, inshallah.
Yes. inshallah, okay.
It's gone 29 minutes to 12. You're listening to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. We'll be returning with this program just after the break. Stay tuned.
Get one free stickies with every 150 rand spent this weekend at Pick and Pay with everyday low prices. Cadbury chocolate slabs assorted, 80 grams. Buy any three for 29.90. Excludes Bonville and Bubbly. Omo fast action hand washing powder, 2 kg, 39.90. Get a free laundry liquid, 750 ml, absolutely free. Twin Saver, 1-ply toilet tissues, 15s, 48.90. Sunlight, laundry bar assorted, 400, 500 grams, 9.90. Lucky Star, pilchards in tomato or chili sauce, 400 grams, buy any two for 28 rand. Go on, collect them, trade them and play the craziest games. Stickies, only at Pick and Pay. Prices valid, 27 to 30 August. Prices apply to Gauteng stores only.
Mom, I'm hungry.
The food is not done yet, my love. But I have a killer fragrant rice in the meantime.
Wow, Mom, this rice is so soft, fluffy and smells lovely.
Yes, my child. This is the purest fragrant rice that you'll ever find and will certainly satisfy any hungry belly.
Thank you, Mommy, for buying a killer fragrant rice.
For more info on Akila Fragrant Rice, call Flavor Foods on 011-493-2397.
Santak, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, in Belfour, on Thursday, the 27th of August, 1905 Sunflower Plain Street, Belfour, Extension 2. Contact 072-304-7675. In Rainsford on Friday, the 28th of August, 7 Netanya Street. Contact number 082-967-4475. Technicians for the Gauteng region. Ibrahim Shah, 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirali, 074-034-7860. Abdul Haq Panchbhai, 074-786-7860. Safwan Khan, 061-257-5789. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
A world-renowned Nasheed reciter, Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasi of India, will grace the shores of South Africa as a special guest of Madrasa Ziaul Badr for a month-long tour in August, inshallah. Madrasa Ziaul Badr, in conjunction with Spiritual Cause, will be hosting an array of fundraising dinners and masajid programs across South Africa. For further information, call Kari Musa Sida on 083-786-4221.
When the sun rises, it rises for everyone. Join Molana Junaid Jassat on Al Mashrif, Monday to Thursday between 11 and 12 p.m. live out of Ermelo, Mpumalanga, the place where the sun rises. Regular contributions by Molana Yahya Bam, Molana Ahmed Chohan, and Idris Khamisa.
Welcome back to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International and welcome back to Brother Idris Khamisa. Idris Bhai is speaking about Uzbekistan. Tell us a little bit about the local people and people that you've interacted with. Okay, let's see if Idris Bhai is there and if we can at least get him back on the line. Idris Bhai, are you there? Okay, let's see. Idris Bhai, are you there with us? All right, we don't have Idris Bhai right now. And let's see if we can get him back on. We were speaking about the country of Uzbekistan, very, very interesting place and rich in Islamic history as well. Uzbekistan is an excellent tourist destination as well. And, it's something that we can, a place that we can learn from as well. That's the important thing, that we can really learn from this beautiful country and take benefit from the people of the country as well. This country was conquered by Alexander the Great first, and Islam was introduced by the Arabs in the 8th to 9th century. And the most famous leader to come from Uzbekistan is Temerlin, who was born in Shahrisabz town of Samarkand. Russia conquered Uzbekistan in the late 19th century, and during the Soviet era, intensive production of white coal, that's cotton and grain, led to overuse of agrochemicals and the depletion of water supplies in Uzbekistan. And they gained independence in 1991. The country is a democracy. So, Idris Bhai, are you back there on line with us?
I'm in line with you.
Okay.
I'm in line here. I'm here in front of our sisters that are enjoying the delicacies. Yeah, alhamdulillah. I'm here. Ahmad Kadwa is looking very muscular today. Yeah. And next is Abubakar Asma. Suleiman Lema doing what he does best, shopping there. And I'm looking in the hope he buys something for me. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, it's a marketplace here now.
Okay.
In Fergana Valley.
Yes.
And at the marketplace at Fergana Valley. You can hear some noise in the background, and people are sharing. There's a kind of naan that they sell, and alhamdulillah, so we are here. And you spoke earlier on about the Russian history, and I think it's very important for us to understand that history, how that history tried to repress the faith, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As it were, you know?
Yes. And tell us about the market that you are in right now. What is it, a general market, or is it for specific things there?
Yes, okay, let me tell you. Okay, the market we went to in the morning was predominantly selling clothes, and schools were open the 1st of September, thereabout, kiddies wear. And they also, you know, my friend, sorry, Bermas, I can hear the hooters behind us. The drivers are a bit crazy. So they sell all kinds of stuff, clothing, you know, all kinds of clothing and all that, you know. And yeah, but what you love here are watermelons, you know. Alhamdulillah, watermelons. And one second, you know, mm-hmm. And the market that you've been through is a lot of bread. Bakery, what else there, Roxana?
Fresh produce.
No, fresh produce. I listen, my wife is repeating what she's been there.
Awesome.
A butchery there, a lot of bread. And? All types of nuts there and bread. And you find that the people are very, very fascinated by strangers. Everywhere you go, they greet you and they meet with you. It's so nice to understand the Ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, diverse backgrounds, diverse histories, and each one of them has a story to tell, you know?
Oh, that's absolutely fascinating. And to learn about Uzbekistan, to see the place and to be there physically, Idris Bhai, I wish you have a very good trip, excellent trip, and I don't want to take up too much more of your time. You are busy roaming the markets, otherwise you're going to miss out on all the delicacies there. We thank you for your time this morning.
Allah, you're so considerate. Allah bless you. Inshallah, next week, you speak again, depends where I am. You take care, Maulana. My salam to everyone once again. I pray Auntie Julie is getting better, Doc Rat and everyone else done well, you know, getting there, getting better, inshallah. Abubakar Asman, you say a few words, you sure? Okay. Dr. Demat, you'll say a few words, Yusuf? No, they said a little later, they said I'm doing a good job. Jazakumullah, Maulana, Allah bless you, look after you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran jazilan to Idris Khamisa, who joined us this morning all the way from Uzbekistan. And that will bring us to the end of our program this morning. Shukran to Brother Tufail Patel, my studio operator. And shukran to you for listening. From Janine Chassat, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.